For me, it's a really worrying story, and I'm sure Cape Nature say that, you know, they say they've followed all protocol, but Simba the lion, the little lion that was confiscated from that house in Athlone, was euthanized on the same day that it was basically taken away from those people in Athlone. Now, we're not going to talk about that case in particular, but you know, Lauren Pavitt saying that Cape Nature sticks by their story and they believe that they've followed all the correct protocols. I asked if they'd spoken to the Drakenstein Lion Sanctuary, and she said no. The owner of Drakenstein Lion Sanctuary, Paul Hart, has just given us a call. Paul, thank you very much for taking the time to call in. What is your side of this? I mean, they're saying there's no other way to have dealt with this lion cub, and pretty much the only way they could do it was to euthanize it on the same day.
Hi, Kino. Thanks for giving me a chance to respond to some of Lauren's statements.
Mm.
First of all, she is correct. Drakenstein isn't a rehabilitation center. We're a rescue center. We rescue captive bred lions from all over the world, and we provide them with a lifetime home.
Yes.
And we're not involved in commercial breeding or trade.
Yeah.
Lauren goes on to state that basically, if the lion cub had been sent to us, it would have been a sort of pure for profit driven motive. I can assure Lauren and the listeners that in housing rescued animals for most of their natural lives is not a profit-driven incentive.
Mm.
And then she stated quite a few times that the wild lion cub. Now, here's where I take offense to her statements, because it was not a wild lion cub. It was not born in the wild. It was born on a breeding farm that bred lions specifically for canned hunting.
Mm.
Those lion cubs were removed at birth and hand-reared. This was a captive-bred, hand-reared lion. It was not a wild lion. It was already in captivity, in that it was, first of all, bred on a breeding farm, on a hunting farm, and then sold as a pet. So Lauren using the word captivity like it's the biggest sin ever is slightly out of line there. Being captive in a lifelong home where you're cared for properly is far better than being dead.
Yeah, I'd say.
You know, lions are CITES II protected animal. And Cape Nature, Lauren has again spouted a whole lot of stuff about IUCN guidelines, et cetera, et cetera. South Africa is a CITES signatory. IUCN defers to CITES in any decision-making like this. And there's actually a decision-making tree which the authorities have to consider when dealing with confiscated wildlife. And euthanasia is not the first option. Euthanasia is most definitely the last option on the decision-making tree.
And I would imagine the timelines on that decision-making tree doesn't state that, you know, within the first couple of hours of having taken custody of it, you put it down.
Most definitely not. The decision-making tree, the CITES and IUCN guidelines say that very careful consideration needs to be given to the final option of euthanasia. No other options were explored by Cape Nature except to kill Simba the lion cub.
And are we saying that they've broken that treaty?
I wouldn't say they've broken the treaty. I'd say they've really taken a very narrow-minded sort of approach to it and to its guidelines. I know for a fact that two genuine lion sanctuaries offered Simba the lion cub a home.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, when and I can understand from their side, but for me, the one thing that gets me is why it was done so quickly. If you'd given proper consideration, if you've consulted, because what difference would it have made had that lion stayed alive for another 5 days while you look at all the other options?
Absolutely no difference whatsoever. Yeah. It would have been in the best interest of the animal to find a suitable facility where it could be housed.
Mm.
And Cape Nature could have really turned that around and used the animal as an example as to why wildlife should not be kept as pets.
Okay.
It could have formed part of a huge education strategy. And you surely cannot follow IUCN and CITES guidelines in a matter of hours. It's a long decision-making process that, you know, taking any living being's life should require a sort of a little bit of thought, especially something like a lion, which is an icon of African wildlife.
Yeah. Are there any consequences for people who don't follow the guidelines?
I have absolutely no idea.
We'll look into that. So what we'll do is I've asked the team to get hold of people that might or might not be, and we'll also chat to the ministry to find out who governs these sort of things, and we're going to get extra clarity from them. But, I mean, your bottom line, Paul, is that you could have taken in Simba, someone else could have taken in Simba, and Simba would have lived a decent life, would not have suffered or wanted for anything, and would have been much better than Simba being put down.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a wild lion to start off with. He was captive bred, he was hand-reared. It wasn't as if he was being deprived of a life in the wild. He was never in the wild.
Yeah. Well, Paul, guess where my mind is. Paul Hart, thank you very much for chatting to us today. And just to confirm once again, you did reach out to them and you did ask to have, you know, your institution, your farm, your small holding be considered, you know, as one of the homes.
Yeah, and actual fact, when all the rumors started of lion cubs doing the rounds in Cape Town, we cooperated with Cape Nature to a large extent and fed them any information that we received from as early as the 21st of July.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for that. Paul Hart is the owner of the Drakenstein Lion Sanctuary. Taking your thoughts and calls this morning on 021-446-0567. Let's go straight to your calls this morning. I've got Stefan and Gary. Hi, Stefan. Good morning.
Hi, Kino. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Pleasure, man. Pleasure.
You know, I'm just going to really try and take the sentiment out of it. There's nothing cuter, especially with the relaunch of the Lion King movie, than a lion cub. And then on top of that, it's called Simba. And the sentiment that evokes is extremely special, and I can certainly appreciate that. Cape Nature Conservation and Conservation in South Africa are run by a group of extremely passionate people who have offered up their lives for the benefit of wildlife. And, you know, for me, I think those are the experts, and if they state that they felt that was the best for the cub, that's something I would certainly support, knowing that these people sacrificed their lives for this. Life in captivity is exactly that. And although, you know, for us on a moral level or sentimental level, it might sound better than death, you've got to understand that Simba could have never been allowed to breed. So if there would be a lion that would develop testicles, for lack of a more proper way to say this, and the urge to breed, and would not be allowed to do that because Drakenstein would not be allowed to breed with. And he would have to live under those conditions and with those frustrations for the rest of his life. So, you know, I just want to say that nature conservation in this country is run by passionate professional people. I think they've done the right thing, and we've got to take the sentiment out of it, sad as it may be.
The reason why we're taking this forward as well is that, according to our source, not everybody was happy about it. So, you know, it's just, you know, BS protocol was followed. Was it followed too soon, et cetera, et cetera? And then, of course, you've got the CITES side of things that we need to look at. So we're going to, and I think, we have to take the emotion out of it, but it's difficult to. But at the same time, Cape Nature have a tough job. So, I get what you're saying. I get what everybody else is saying. And so what we're trying to do is see the wood from the trees. And we'll continue doing that over the next couple of shows. So I really appreciate your call there, Stefan.
Thanks for taking my call, in my opinion.
Man, great chatting to you, Stefan in Durbanville. Gary and Franschik, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How's it, Gary? You want to comment about
everybody
it?
Everybody says, sorry, Kina, like everybody says, I'll make it short. That was what they did to that poor lion. Unacceptable. We get snakes, we get puff adders, but we took over their land. That was Tully Peterson's son, that. And it's a legacy of Tully Peterson that they are actually defaming it, you know, honestly. Because that was his son that did that. It was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we can be emotional about it, and that's what I'm saying. It's Najwa Peterson's
son. No, I'm not emotional. Yeah. I'm peed off about
it. Okay, yeah, no, you're right to be pissed off. Eh? I mean, it's I can understand why people get pissed off about it, but that is why we're trying to do different angles.
So, it wasn't the animal's fault. It was a human being, the idiot of a human being that did that.
It was raised in captivity, by the way. So whoever raised it in captivity for those purposes, we should also bring into the mix here. But
nothing.
Here we go. Gary, got to leave it there because we still have to chat to Jonathan Cherry. I want to thank you very much for your call, though. That is Gary in Franschhoek.